Have you ever thought about praying for your neighbors by name? How about your coworkers or classmates if you attend school or a class of any place? Or those where you purchase groceries, get your haircut or style, buy items or dine out? All these people are in your area of influence, the area of what some would call Judea and or Samaria, people you know somewhat and those you may not like or still hold a grudge. To reach these people and love them, use the tips from Navigators how to reach these people. Greet, go out, make an effort, go first, gather information like their contact information so you can connect with them later. Give and receive, get creative, and then go before God in prayer. Let's pray for their salvation and if they know the Lord, that they would also pray for others and share their faith. Father, we thank you that your word, when asked, what's the greatest commandment, you said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So, Father, we pray that we would learn to love our neighbors more, that we would pray for them and lift them up. Help us to look for ways to intentionally connect with them, to find ways to reach them, to pray for them, to offer prayer for them, to help them out. We ask, God, that our heart, if it's towards people or neighbors that we hold a grudge against, Father, help us to forgive them quickly, earnestly, and honestly so that we have no offense in them, so we can still love them and pray for them unfiltered. And so, Father, we pray for their hearts to be softened. We pray that we have any negative notions or heard something about a neighbor that we haven't even met from someone else that's blurred our vision towards them. Help that to be changed by us loving them, forgiving them, and coming to know them ourselves. We pray for creative ways to connect with them and to do acts of kindness, that we would simply say hi and not get so caught up in our own worlds or social media that we neglect or get distracted. Help us to pray for their needs. Help us to see what those needs are. And we pray for answers to them. The same for our coworkers and or classmates, opportunities to share our faith, to pray for them outside of work hours, for their hearts to be softened and open to hear the truth, that there would be ways that we could minister to them where they're at right now. And for people we get business from, that we forgive them if they've given us any poor service or products. And we pray that we'd be able to do acts of kindness with love and mercy, and offer ways in prayers for them to be saved. In Jesus' name, we're believing for a great harvest of souls and laborers to go into the fields. In Jesus' name.